Let's talk about Artworks. UICA presents Artworks. We'll talk about the details with Community Programs Coordinator Catherine Williams in the house. Catherine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me out today.
You're welcome, UICA. UICA doing great things up on the hill?
Oh, yeah. We've had a busy summer so far. We wrapped a big mural project along North Division as part of our Exit Space project. And then last Monday, we kicked off our artwork season.
Oh, good. And that's what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
First of all, remind me, just give me the 101s again of UICA.
Yeah, UICA, the Urban Institute for Contemporary Arts, has been in Grand Rapids for 40 years. We're celebrating our 40th year anniversary. And we are a contemporary art gallery focusing on emerging and mid-career artists, as well as showcasing films. We have Open Projector Night, which focuses on Michigan-based or Midwest-themed films. And we do that in our 200-person seat theater. All sorts of fun stuff. We try to keep it focused on the future, fun, questioning and addressing our contemporary society through art.
Awesome. Let's talk about Artworks, where you are significantly involved. What is it?
Artworks is a five-week-long program for teens, 14 to 18 years old. It's free for them to participate. They apply each summer, and we bring in 36 students from across Grand Rapids, Grand Rapids Public Schools, surrounding areas, Forest Hills, Coopersville, and these teens work with artists and lead designers to tackle art and design-based challenges. So they work on one project for the entire 5 weeks, focusing on collaboration and group work, that kind of thing.
And your teens, they had to apply, they had to then go through student interviews and orientation, and now they're in the thick of it.
They are, yeah. We have two groups of teens focusing on a mural project. One group will put up two murals in.
One was just finished, or
we
was that
finished
something else?
One okay. with another artist as part of a different program. But the teens will be putting up two murals in pedestrian hallways that connect UICA to the parking ramp and public entranceways. The other group of teens is working with Ambrose Screen Printing Company just up the street to create a design based in graphic design that embodies the spirit of Ambrose and what their company really stands for. That design will then transform into a site-specific installation at their studio.
So, as you mentioned, classes kicked off just last week or so, running through August 10th with a celebration at the very end?
Yeah, yeah. Every summer we cap off and recognize the students' work with a celebration. The students present about what they learned, some of the challenges they faced, what they overcame together as a group. And then we kind of party. We have food. It's a celebration. We also invite our sponsors and community mm-hmm. partners to join us in really showcasing what the students have achieved.
Wow. And yes, sponsors, I know the Grand Rapids Community Foundation, Herman Miller Cares, mm-hmm. Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, and then Amway looks like it's stepped
yeah,
up to the plate.
Yeah, they've always been supporters over the years.
So what do you think will be a challenge that the kids are facing as we speak?
I think time management is probably their biggest challenge. There's 18 students in each group, and really understanding how and when things can get done, being mindful that they're really only there 4 hours a day for 5 weeks, but the projects that they're tackling together are things that we as a staff do year-round, and it takes quite some time.
The students, as you mentioned, age 14 through 18, could there be a 14-year-old working with an 18-year-old?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that dynamic is really unique to this program. Our students learn from their instructors, the Kendall students who participate, and they also learn from each other. The development of a 14-year-old versus an 18-year-old is very different. So it's really nice to see the students taking on more of a leadership role.
So you mentioned the first project is the community mural, which is being worked on. Second project, a graphic design installation?
Yes, yeah. That will somehow transform from existing on the computer screen to something in real life. The great part about this project is that it's student-led. All the decisions are made by the teens enrolled in the program, and they have a problem to solve. They have a budget, and that's all I know. What they come up with is up to them, and we guide them through those decision-making processes.
And yet, there are, as you mentioned, there are Kindle students, there are professionals that are certainly making sure it's as much of a positive experience as possible.
Oh, yes, yes.
And what were you looking for in your students that you interviewed? Do they have, must they have expressed a talent?
Well, one of the great things about this program is that it focuses on giving students the opportunity to understand what a career in the arts could be like. We invite students with all different interests and hobbies. I myself was not the token art kid in high school. I was a history nerd and played volleyball. But this program takes students who are curious and willing to participate with an interest in the arts. Mm-hmm. And we give them the opportunity to see if this is something they would like to explore. Of course, we really try to encourage that because, as I mentioned, UICA strongly supports the career of young emerging artists, and we want to keep that tradition alive.
What can the community do to help?
I would say get involved. Volunteer. Let me know if you want to learn more about artworks. We're always looking for artists, designers, creatives, musicians, and poets, or people who just want to share their professional experience. We have a Lunch and Learn series every Thursday where the students meet new faces from the community. We bring them in, we have a panel discussion, and the students get to ask questions about, you know, what should I include on my resume, or why should I go to college? Those basic questions. And it's good for them to get a diverse response from people from all walks of life.
Awesome. Details one more time about artworks, if you would, Catherine.
You can visit our website, uica.org/artworks, and learn more about this 5-week-long program for teens.
Great. Thanks. Skip back and be that little, mouse in the corner to see how they're doing.
We're actually going on a field trip as soon as I leave here.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Catherine Williams with us on behalf of UICA. Big job she has as community programs coordinator. Take care.